USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is confirming more of your tax dollars are heading to Ukraine. Biden saying in a statement that $3 billion will be provided to help fight back against the Russian invasion. The money will be used for weapons and equipment, but the weapons and equipment will not be provided or sent to Ukraine until years from now. President Biden is planning to take executive action to forgive $10,000 or more in federal student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans. Biden canceling debt up to $10,000 for borrowers making under $125,000 a year or couples making less than $250,000. The handout could cost taxpayers $300+ billion, and Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez says he believes it's unfair to those who chose not to go to college. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wow. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
California police confirm everyone's assumptions after a missing body was found on Sunday. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The body found in California's Prosser Creek Reservoir north of Lake Tahoe has been confirmed as missing teen Kylie Rodney. The 16-year-old who went missing after an August 5th party drew many suspicions when many of the attendees to the party refused to cooperate with police when she was missing. The Nevada County Sheriff Coroner confirmed the body.
According to Gallup's Life Evaluation Index for July, 5.6% of Americans say they were suffering in life. That figure is higher than it was at any point during the COVID-19 lockdowns or during the Great Recession. At the same time, the number of Americans who describe themselves as thriving dropped to an 18-month low. President Biden is back at the White House after taking a two-week vacation. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Today marks the 31st anniversary of Independence Day for Ukraine. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson making a surprise visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. This is his third visit to Ukraine since the war began 6 months ago. Johnson says that Russia underestimated Ukraine's response to the invasion.
He had fatally underestimated the grit and the will and, above all, the price that you were willing to pay to defend the country.
The post office is investigating mail-in ballots that were discovered in Baltimore.
More than 24 Baltimore voters received their 2020 election ballots earlier this month after the U.S. Postal Service discovered a tray of undelivered mail nearly 2 years too late. According to Just the News, the Baltimore City Board of Elections is working to figure out why the ballots were delivered late. President Biden won the heavily Democrat city by a landslide, about 8 votes to every 1 cast for then President Donald Trump. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is now down to $3.88 a gallon, down 1 cent from Tuesday. Arkansas and Mississippi are tied for the lowest statewide average at $3.40 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.